Do you ever have a bad day and it seems like everything goes wrong? You spill your coffee everywhere, your shirt gets stuck in a doorknob. Like, I swear my shirt only gets stuck somewhere when I'm rushing and already pissed off. Am I right or am I right? Well, we may be thinking these annoying things into existence.
Welcome to Bliss Up with Steph. I'm your host, Stephanie, and for over a decade, I've been navigating the health and wellness trends as a fitness trainer, nutritionist, and business owner, with the goal of empowering others to pay attention and listen to themselves so they can be more fulfilled and show up as their best. It's time to slow down and balance your wellness to be more aware, more authentic, and more aligned so you can rise above the half-assed shit in life.
It's like we're essentially thinking ourselves into a bad mood. Words have power, you guys, and words aren't just what we say out loud. It's what we think, what we believe in, what we listen to. Our body hears these words and responds to them. Our body can't differentiate between what we say or what we think is happening and what is actually happening. And even more so, our body can't tell the difference between an experience and the emotion from the experience. It will respond the same way. Like if you say, I'm tired, your body is taking that literally and it's attaching yourself to that phrase. Instead, you can say things like, I didn't get sufficient sleep last night, something that's a fact. I listened to this whole webinar on how our words can impact us and create feelings and sensations within our body. And it's very interesting when you think about it, you become a lot more cautious and aware of the words that you say and the meaning behind them. And this is why being aware of how you talk to yourself and about yourself is so important. If you talk or think negatively about your body hears that. And why would it want to support you and do what you want if you're being an asshole to it, right? Like if you walk into work every day and you say to your coworker, you're ugly, you're stupid, you don't deserve a job here, and then you ask them for a favor, do you think they're going to do that favor? Probably not. Think of your body the same way. If you treat it lovingly, it'll respond lovingly. The way we talk to ourselves play a crucial role in our ability to form healthy habits as well. Because if you tell yourself you're a terrible person for eating a cookie and this is why you always fail, then you may lose faith in your ability to stick with your healthy habits. But if you tell yourself, hey, eating one cookie every now and then will actually probably help me stick to my long-term health goals, then you're more likely to make greater progress. Our beliefs play a large role in this too. Just believing something to be true can make it more likely to be so. The placebo effect is the finding that a non-active treatment generally results in positive change, even though it's not designed to. For example, if you're told that a blue pill makes you calm and a red pill gives you energy, even though neither pill does anything, you'll be more likely to experience calm when you take a blue pill and experience energy when you take a red pill. And this is my mindset regarding any health intervention you use and why a more natural, holistic approach can work because your belief in its effectiveness can improve its actual effectiveness. But also the opposite is true. If you're trying a holistic approach and you don't believe in it, then you're probably not going to feel a predominant benefit from it. Music or songs are kind of like spells. I'm sure a lot of songs bring up memories, which most likely elicits feelings from those memories. So you're essentially re-feeling those feelings every time you listen to that song, especially if you haven't processed and released those emotions. But again, your body hears these songs and they don't know it's a song or an external source. It's going to respond as it's being communicated to. And I know this may sound kind of woo-woo, but if you really think about it, if your body can't figure out the difference between singing a song and saying those words to yourself, then it's going to respond the same way. And even if there are no words, the base of the music within itself is a frequency, and it affects our own energy. And this could positively or negatively impact you. Actually, the music in this intro of the podcast is what they call solfeggio frequencies. And there are various different frequencies that promote different healings. So the frequency of this podcast song is 528 hertz, which promotes positive transformation and self-healing, which I hope to offer you in these episodes. So this is obviously beneficial, right? But if you constantly listen to depressing or angry music, your mood is probably going to shift as a result. And the same holds true for TV. Ever notice when you turn on the news, all they talk about is negative things that are going on in the world? It's unfortunate to say, but they're basically trying to inflict stress on us. Yes, it is absolutely important to be informed of what is happening around us, but if that's all you're hearing about, like, I don't watch the news myself, but I was somewhere that the news was playing, and this was around Christmas time, and I vividly remember hearing a story about how a local school where they were storing all the donations to bring to families had a water leak, and all the presents got destroyed, and they put that on the news. Like, what is the point of that? That's just depressing people. Like, okay, all my money went to waste, or these families aren't going to be supported around the holidays, you know? But it's just adding more stress and negative thoughts to our lives. And 70% of our life, we're already living in stress and living in survival mode, anticipating the worst case scenarios. And again, it's important to be aware of what could happen and what is happening so we can set precautions. But if we're constantly thinking and hearing of the worst things happening, then we're living in that negativity. And any organism can live in short-term stress, but no organism can live in emergency mode for an extended period of time, because that is when disease occurs. And this phenomenon is why manifestation is a thing, because you're literally putting it out into the universe, awaiting for it to happen. And manifestation is a topic that we'll dive into in a later episode. Okay, so what happens if we do have a negative thought about ourselves or our life? We're going to break that negative thought pattern, and this is how we'll do it. So you're going to come up with evidence that supports the thought. So if your thought is that today is going to be a terrible day, what is some evidence that supports this as a truth? Okay, maybe you spilt your coffee on your bed. Sure. Now you're going to come up with evidence that doesn't support the thought. Okay, I'm seeing my sister later on. It's a beautiful sunny day outside. And then you're going to look for errors in your thinking. So you said that you spilt coffee on your bed, so it's going to be a bad day. Well, did you put the coffee down on an unsturdy surface that could have caused that spill? And then you're going to identify more accurate, helpful ways of seeing the situation. All right, maybe that cup of coffee wasn't up to your standards, and you'll make a better one. Or now you get to stop at that cute coffee shop on your way to work. And always notice or record any effects of the new thought on your feelings and behavior. Are you feeling more positive or ready for the day now? You can also journal to work through negative thoughts, keeping a record of what situation led to an unpleasant emotion and what sensations you experienced as a result. And then you can identify what thoughts went through your mind, and on a scale of 0 to 100%, how much did you believe that thought at the time? And what emotions did you feel at the time? On a scale of 0 to 100%, how intense was that emotion? And then respond to those automatic thoughts. Now, on a scale of 0 to 100%, how much did you believe that negative thought? Positive affirmations or positive self-talk can also be really helpful. I recommend doing this looking into a mirror, or you could also do it while meditating, and it's basically repeating positive I statements to or about yourself, which will eventually lead you to believe in these statements. These can be things like, I am worthy, I am abundant, I am loved, or whatever calls to you. and also be aware of and maybe track any self-talk in general. You can ask yourself things like, was your self-talk overly negative? Was your self-talk helpful or harmful to your health goals? How would you rephrase your self-talk to help you stick to your health goals in the long run? Now, this isn't to say just pretend the world's beautiful and peaceful place and nothing could ever go wrong. That's not what I'm trying to portray here. You can't just replace all of your unhealthy thoughts with healthy thoughts. But we want to reframe and work through our thoughts and recognize why they're happening and how we can shift that into a more growth positive mindset, which will eventually increase our overall well-being. Hopefully, this will prompt you to be more cautious of the words you use, and when you put the intention into it, your behavior and actions will follow. All right, that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening, and if you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe and share with someone who will benefit so we can continue to raise the vibration. You can follow me, our guests, Flexible Wellness, and the podcast using the links in the show notes. Come back next Thursday for another new episode. Until then, slow down and bliss up, babes.